The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. On Saturday, Cuba's communist leaders will launch their Seventh Party Congress, a gathering to set the island's future political and economic course. The last Congress was held 5 years ago, but since then, Cuba has normalized relations with its sworn Cold War enemy, the United States. So will this party Congress bring more change to Cuba? For a forecast, I sat down with award-winning journalist and veteran Cuba watcher Pascal Fletcher. Fletcher was based in Havana for more than a decade, most of it as the bureau chief for Reuters. He now writes from here in Miami. Pascal, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Cuba's last Communist Party Congress in 2011 is remembered for pushing President Raul Castro's economic reforms, especially the expansion of a private sector. What's different this time that might improve the chances of more reform, not just economic, but also political?
Well, I think with President Obama's visit, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, in which he pretty much threw down the gauntlet, saying that, you know, don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to listen to criticism and from your own people. So, I mean, that really does change the context of this Congress.
But did his visit raise the pressure for reform, or will it have the opposite effect and prompt communist hardliners to retrench?
I think a bit of both. I mean, it certainly stirred a debate. On the one hand, you've seen this sort of official media sites criticizing Obama's intervention, pushing back against it, the defensive posture that, if you like, has been the DNA of the Cuban Communist Party and the Cuban leadership over the last few years, seeing President Obama's call as invasion by sweet words rather than something a little more political or military, but certainly as a political threat. But on the other hand, it has stirred great enthusiasm among normal people who do want change and are pushing for a better life, more access to Wi-Fi, you know, the things that exist in other countries. And that has created a pressure on Cuba's leaders as well, you know, at this Congress.
When I was in Cuba last month, Cubans did seem to speak out more openly about things like human rights. And in recent weeks, we've even seen Cuba's state-run media report on complaints from Communist Party members that there hasn't been enough debate about issues leading up to the Congress. I mean, there were even some calls to postpone the Congress so that there could be more debate. Is that a different scenario?
I think it is a bit of a novelty. I mean, we also saw voices that criticized former President Fidel Castro. So that was unusual. And these voices saying the whole party system is too secretive, too elitist. But speaking out for political reform in a public context, and which is effectively what President Obama did, and that's what still often gets ordinary Cubans into trouble. I mean, President Obama, if he was an ordinary Cuban and had done that, you know, could have been prosecuted for illegal enemy propaganda.
So what realistically are some political changes that we might expect from this Congress? There's been a lot of talk in the past year, for example, about election reform.
Okay, let's not expect a move away from the one-party socialist system. However, there is a sense that there could be some political reforms, perhaps to try and make the what is largely now rubber-stamped National Assembly a little more representative. Our average Cuban just doesn't see this as representative of them. So I think that we could see the direct elections for the president and the vice president. This has been in the air for a while. You know, that kind of thing.
And on the economic side, what looks doable?
There is a process of trying to create more access to internet. The popular clamor for it is immense. Equally, the ability of Cubans, professional Cubans, to earn, you know, realistic salaries that reflect their high levels of education, that is a permanent complaint, you know, from doctors. We're hearing that they could define the legal characteristics of small private companies, so not just individual self-employment licenses to run a restaurant, but the legal framework for the creation of small and medium-sized businesses run by private people. Deeper things like the unification of the two currencies or direct hiring, which is another, you know, major bugbear for foreign investors, those are more complex issues for the leadership.
Well, thanks again, Pascal.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Miami-based journalist Pascal Fletcher is a veteran Cuba expert. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.